Hello, this is Get Up and Grow Girl, a podcast for ambitious go-getters who just want to be their best damn selves. We have all the tools and together we're going to learn how to use them because I'm going to speak to a variety of experts in fitness, business, mindset and more because successful people are made and not born. So get up and grow, girl. Guys, when you're on your grow girl grind and you really, really want to achieve your dreams, you're so committed to it and you just wish if there was one thing I could do that would guarantee me that I would get there, I would do it 100%. The only problem is there is no guarantee. There is no thing that I can do to ensure that I'm going to get to where I want to be. It's a way of saying you're willing to do whatever it takes to work as hard as you need to work and that if somebody could tell you, here's what you need to do, you would do it. The difficulty lies in knowing what it is that you need to do. We hear a lot that there are no guarantees, especially in business. And whilst in a sense that is true, I do think you can create your own guarantees. Because I think that if you set your mindset, you change what you think about, then that changes your life. And so if you create a mindset of growth, if you create a growth mindset, I believe that does create some sort of guarantee that you're going to get to where you want to be. And no, it's not the guarantee that you won't fail and that it will all turn out exactly as you plan it, but it's the guarantee that even when it doesn't, even when things go wrong, even when you make mistakes or you hit failures, you'll have the right mindset where you'll either have the tools already, or if you don't, you'll be willing and able to go and find them to find a new route to achieving your goals. So what we think about is so important. Mindset is so important. And we already know this. But what I often hear is there are so many Instagram quotes out there that say, change the way you think, change your life. Change your mindset, change your reality. What you think is what you become. All very inspiring quotes, but they often leave people a little bit lost for next steps. Okay, I know I need to change my mindset. I know I need to make myself think differently in order to live a different life. But how do I change my thoughts? My thoughts are subconscious. I can't help what I think. These are all things I hear very, very often. And I've been there myself in thinking, well, if only if it was that easy to change my thoughts, I wouldn't be in this position. It's easy when you know how. If I just say to you now, just change your thoughts, stop thinking that. That harmful thought that you're thinking, that thing that you're thinking about that's stressing you out, just stop thinking it. I know it's not as easy as that. We can't just turn off a thought. But there are ways to create our environment, and our environment controls our thoughts. What we're exposed to controls our thoughts. So we need to reframe it a little bit and realize that it's not a case of a thought popping into your mind and you just telling yourself not to think it and removing it completely. It's about taking action steps to change the stimulus. Because if you have a different stimulus, you're going to have different results. You're going to have different thoughts. You're effectively giving your brain a whole load of new information and new content to create new thoughts with. So how do you change what you think about? Change your environment. I love that phrase, if a flower doesn't grow, you don't change the flower, you change the environment. If that flower isn't growing, you'll try more water, you'll try less water, you'll try more sunlight, you'll try plant food. You first change the way the flower lives, and then the flower changes by itself. The same applies to your own life. Nothing changes if nothing changes. So if you feel stuck, if you feel that you can't get out of a certain cycle of behaviours, your behaviours are caused by your thoughts. So you need to change that cycle of thought. And the only way to do this is to change the environment. So I think this overwhelms people because they think that means I need to quit my job, I need to move country, I need to move out, I need to change my whole life. And whilst that may well be a goal of yours, these things don't happen overnight and they don't need to. There are small actionable steps that you can put into place that will change your environment, that will give you that scope for change inside. The first one, my favourite one, the easiest one that we can all do and one that personally kickstarted my growth journey and my period of change. Just change what you're exposed to. Give your mind that new content in the form of books, podcasts, audiobooks, YouTube videos. There is so much out there that is pretty much free. There's no barriers to entry. If you're able to listen to this podcast, then you're able to listen to more like it. You're able to go back and listen to the old ones. You're able to find new podcasts. If you're doing that, you can also access YouTube videos. There is so much information out there to be received. You just have to make space for it in your life. It often seems like, how will listening to a couple of new podcast episodes change my life? But I'm living proof that it can. It's not just some sort of hypnosis where you listen and suddenly your life changes. But I describe these pieces of content as catalysts. They are catalysts for the growth that comes next. They plant the seed. One, you'll learn new ways of handling things. You'll hear something once. Then you might read about it in a book. Then perhaps you'll see it in a YouTube video. Then you'll find your behaviour starts to change. When a situation arises where you can use that information, you'll do so almost subconsciously. The second way that this changes your thoughts is because when you get into those cycles of thinking about the same things, overthinking, stuck in harmful patterns that are no longer serving you, it's a simple method of distraction. If you're taking in information and you're learning new things, that takes up space. It gives you a new focus and in turn has to take focus away from things that no longer serve you. Next, you can change the people around you, change the people that you're exposed to. Often we only think of this in the way of we need to cut people out left, right and centre. And while sometimes it is necessary to remove negative influences, it's something that can be harder and can be more daunting. Sometimes we don't always have immediate control over everybody in our lives. There might be people at work that you feel are not having the best impact on you, but leaving work isn't an option for you. It might be people in your living situation or even your close relationships. With these things, you can still put steps into place and create plans to move on from these people in the future. But if you can't action it now, that doesn't mean it's all lost. I like to think of this in terms of load. You've got negative energy and you've got positive energy. And to some extent, we will often have both in our lives. Whilst we try to reduce the negative and increase the positive as much as possible, it might not be 100% on the one side, but it's about getting a healthy load. So how can you tip the scales if you can't remove any more negative energy than you already have? By increasing the positive energy in your life. So expand your network. Change the energy you're exposed to in the proactive sense. Go to some events in an area that you're interested in. Join a club, join a gym. Start up an activity that you've always wanted to do where you'll meet like-minded people. Invite your Instagram friend for a coffee and meet up in person. Hire a coach. All of these things are simple ways that you can take control of your own environment and create the energy you're exposed to. It's easy to sometimes think we don't have a choice. We have to work here. We have to live here. Have to is temporary. And whilst that may be the case, there are always ways to invite new energy into your life. If you feel you're in need of some new energy, I've just started a new Facebook group for all of you Grow Girls where we can connect with each other and build a positive network and support system. I'll also be sharing the Grow Girl vibes on there on the regular and some little added extras. So go ahead and join that right now by typing in Team Grow Girl into Facebook or following the link in the show notes. We often think that to get where we want to be, we're going to have to achieve something massive. We're going to have to change something really huge and then we'll be able to get to where we want to be. But actually, the success is in the small moments. It's the consistency. So if you create these consistent habits for yourself, you'll be surprised and you'll see how different you feel, how different your thoughts are, how much more positive you are. So next time you travel into work, think about clicking on an audiobook or a motivating podcast before you start your Spotify playlist. When you get in bed and you're thinking of watching another Netflix episode, try reading a chapter of an inspiring book. Next time you think you have to spend time with people you don't want to be around and who aren't good for your energy, try just a simple, sorry, I can't, and go to a class, invite a new friend for coffee, or do something for yourself instead. If you change these small things, your life could look completely different in a few months. You can start the new chapter of your life today. You don't need to wait until something big changes. You take the small steps and stack them up yourself. Do go ahead and join the Facebook group Team Grow Girl, and I'm excited to see you there. Until next time, Grow Girls, goodbye.